It's only fair since we started talking about it at the beginning that we talk about it. As the filing window closes for sex abuse lawsuits under the extended statute of limitations law here in New Jersey, best count I could find in excess of 820 lawsuits against the various dioceses of the Catholic Church in New Jersey. 180 of those filed just during this past November, last month. One claim actually caught the attention of the attorney for the Diocese of Patterson, who said he, on a regular basis, passed allegations of abuse to law enforcement authorities. This one, though, a little extra added urgency because of when the abuse, well, allegedly took place. It was 2006. The attorney sent info about the complaint to Morris County Prosecutor's Office. The day he received it, this was several weeks ago. The attorney, Kenneth Mullaney, this is the attorney for the church, said it's possible there still could be a prosecutable offense. Priest accused in this instance, Benoit Guichard, no longer works in New Jersey, belongs to a religious order, the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter. It's not a diocesan priest. The order runs Our Lady of Fatima Chapel in Pequannock. Guichard now works at a seminary in Nebraska, at least it's the last known location. Another recent suit, two claims against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. A second accusation against the late Newark Archdiocese Archbishop Peter Geraghty. Many of the allegations, decades old, obviously, and many are naming priests who have passed away, but some of the lawsuits contain allegations against living priests that could fall within, like the case I mentioned a moment ago, the criminal statute's limitations, leading to potential prosecution in current day by law enforcement. Of course, all these lawsuits are going to put a lot of financial pressure on the Catholic Church when they're dealing with mass attendance, revenues way down, in part because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At least that's what the churches are saying. But you would kind of think that after, what, since 2001, when all this started to become known about the church, over time, a lot of people left the Catholic Church. Catholic diocese in the U.S. have filed for bankruptcy over the past 2 years. Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, and upstate New York. Rockville Central, Long Island, Harrisburg in Pennsylvania, New Orleans, here in New Jersey, Camden. This extension of the statute of limitations didn't just apply to abuse by priests, by the way. There were over 1,200 sex abuse cases of all kinds filed under this new law. This was as of October 31st. New Jersey officials said about two of every three cases did name a quote-unquote religious entity as a defendant. 14% named a school, and less than 1 in 10 were filed against the Boy Scouts. A state attorney general's office task force spent the past 2 years investigating sexual abuse possible cover-ups in the Catholic Church to present to a grand jury. States not said when it plans to release a report, saying it's been delayed by the pandemic. If it winds up being anything close to the report that the Pennsylvania DA released, remember that report? If you don't, we have a copy of it, all 900 plus pages, over on the downloads page on our website. But if the New Jersey report resembles anything like that, the Catholic Church thinks they're under a lot of pressure right now. Hoo-hoo-hoo. A little breakdown of that 820-plus lawsuit number I told you about at the start. This involves the accusations against 250 clerics. There have been 432 suits filed against the Newark Archdiocese, 85 against the Patterson Diocese, 182 against Trenton, 70 against Metuchen. The Camden Diocese was sued 54 times. They declared bankruptcy last year. The Order of St. Benedict of New Jersey, they run the Dale Barton School in Morris Township, they've been sued 36 times. There are 23 suits related to Bergen Catholic High School, that's in Oradell, though the Edmund Rice Christian Brothers of North America, which oversees the school, can't be sued. That's part of a nationwide settlement agreement that was made years ago. The Salesians of Don Bosco, 19 times they've been sued, including 5 related to Don Bosco Prep in Ramsey, which it oversees, and Paramus Catholic High School. They are named in 14 cases. Children 10 years old and under were victims in a little more than half of the lawsuits against dioceses, in which the age of the victim could be determined. They have 1 in 10 involving children who were 5 years old and under. Yeah. More than 80% of the allegations stem from incidents from the 60s through the 80s. We have 40 suits are related to allegations from the 1990s or later. There have been 5 priests that have been accused in 12 or more lawsuits, and 2 have been named in at least 20 complaints. Each. John Caparelli, priest of the Newark Archdiocese, and Timothy Brennan, priest who taught at the Dale Barton School decades ago. Brennan, by the way, continued working for years after his conviction. He had pleaded guilty in 1987 to aggravated sexual contact with a 15-year-old Dale Barton student. The order later settled a complaint by the student family, paid more than $1 million. But Brennan kept on working as a chaplain at a nursing home and a hospital in Lakewood before he was sent to live in a monastery in Elmira, New York. 2002, amid the explosion of the sex scandal within the Catholic Church, he was moved out of the monastery, sent to a Missouri Rehabilitation Center for Troubled Priests. Looking at one of the more recent cases, Gerald Sudol, former Ridgefield Park priest, he's been accused of sexual abuse in 7 lawsuits. Most recent filed this past month, November, alleges he abused a boy whose family attended Most Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish in Wallington. The abuse allegedly occurred, ready for this, from 1996 to 2000. Boy was 7 years old when the abuse started, and he had to endure it until he was 11. And the date of this is important because this could be one of the cases that fall within the criminal statute of limitations for prosecution.